We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel Omer Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of the Omer. Tanu Rabbanan. Last few words of the Omer, of Omer Aleph. Last few words of Omer Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan, Askara Bala Oilam. The sickness of Askara Bala Oilam, which means it starts in the chest and comes up through the mouth. Al HaMaiser. It comes from people who don't take off Maiser properly. And they get Misa V'dei Shemayim. And the Misa V'dei Shemayim, he has Mida K'nega Mida, that it comes through his throat and his stomach. Because that's how you eat Maiser. That's the way you eat Maiser. Therefore, the sickness comes through there. Rav Elazar Reis Yemal Lashon Hara. It comes from Lashon Hara, and that's why it comes through the mouth, because of Lashon Hara. So it's Machlaikis. One man, the Yomatanakama, says it comes for the Avera of Maiser. Well, as Beresi says, it comes from Avera Lashon Hara. Amar Rava, Vitamer Rav Shum Levi, Maikra. Where do you find in the Pasuk a remez to this Indian that for Lashon Hara you get a Haskara? That says, Bahamelech Yismach Belekim Yisalakol Nishavaki Yisacha Bi Doivre Shaka. It says in the Pasuk that because they got closed up the people who talked Lashon Hara. And we're dashing Yisachar Lashon Askara. So you see people talk Lashon Hara, ki Yisachar P.W. Shaka, the people talk Lashon Hara, get Askara. So you have a chalakas here, Rav Elazar, Rav Yosi, and the Tanakama. So by Rav Elazar, Rav Yosi, Lashon Hara, kamar only Lashon Hara, or Dilma, afa Lashon Hara, nami kamar. He means, not only do you get on the Einish of Askara, Meiser, for not taking off Meiser, but even on Lashon Hara, a person will get Asker if he talks Lashon Hara. So Gemara is going to bring a long Meiser, and through the Meiser we'll see what he holds. Toshima, Kishenichlusu Rabbi Seinu Lekerem V'Yavna. When the Sanhedrin moved to Yavna, and they sat there like a Kerem, so Hayisham Rabbi Yehuda, there was Rabbi Yehuda was there, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Shimon. Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Echai, Rabbi Yehuda is Yehuda Rabbi Eloi. Nishala, by the way, this is the Lag Ba'imadaf, that's why it's Lamed Gimel, Lag Ba'imadaf. Nishala She'ilazu Ufreim. Someone asked the Mishai like this, Makazu, this Maka of Askara, Pimam is Schalas Pimayim and Gemara's Pair, why is it start in the stomach and finish in the mouth? Nen Arhudu Ravaloi, Arhudu Ravaloi, who was the Rosh Hamadar Mechol Makam, he was the first to speak in every spot, like Rashi explains that B'mitzvah Hamelach, the Romans were Mitzavah, he talks first, and we'll see why later on in the Gemara. So he was the first to answer. So he said, even though his kidneys give him the idea to say Lashon Hara, believe Maven, and his heart understands and can picture what he's going to say, and the mouth actually, the tongue actually says the words, the mouth finishes it off. That's how, at the end of the day, the peh is goyman. Therefore, that's what the askara is, because the peh ended off the Lashon Hara, and that's where the Askara ends off. That's why they asked them, why does it start there? And there, that's the reason, because it starts, the idea, you know, percolates in the stomach, and then it comes through the mouth. That is why Askara also, well, Lashon Hara percolates in the stomach, comes out through the mouth, therefore the Askara also goes that way. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi said. Nena Rabbi Eloi Rabbi Yehuda. No, a different reason. Because they eat foods that got tummy. That's only a chumra ba'alma. It doesn't get such a long, big einish. That from dvarim to mishlo shen hara, Rashi explains, when the stem is a big einish. Because the pasuk says, mal sheni b'seisir reyu, oise atzmes. Hashem says, yechayiv misa for loshen hara. We understand that loshen hara gets a big einish. But dvarim to meim, what's wrong in dvarim to meim? Ella, you know, it's a chumra. Ella, sheoich lebat dvarim sheinim sukanim. He says, the reason why someone gets askra, because they eat peiros tevel. This is Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Yesi talking. Nen Rav Shimon, v'amav avayim betul Torah. Rav Shimon says, because of betul Torah, that's why a person gets askara. Feit gemara kasha, amuloi noshim yichichu. There are ladies who get askara. What do you mean? They don't have the mitzvah of Torah. They have a mitzvah to know what to do, but no mitzvah per se for learning Torah lishma. So why do they get askara? So gemara shema, tell us baleim. They mevatel the husbands. Feit gemara nochem yichichu. You see, goyim get askara. And there were also Shavatel and Shavatel, and Shavatel, Klai Yisrael from Talmud Torah, so they get this Misa. Frank Demar, Tanaikis, little children, Yechichu, they die something, some Askara, and then they have a mitzvah in Torah. And for the Gemara, Shavatel and Shavim, the Mevatel of fathers. Rashi says, what does it mean the Mevatel of father? Interesting, Rashi explains, what does it mean the Mevatel of father? Rashi says, to bring him to the sun into the cold, to give them nuts. You know, the children drive them nuts. You know, no pun intended, but they ask them for candy, ask them, and even though you have to take care of your children, but there's a limit. And if they pass that limit, they got an onus v'askara. Freaked all the achronim, what do you mean? Children not mechuyev in mitzvahs, how do they get onshim? So Rav Moshe Feinstein and Divrei Moshe says, because it's a metzias. The Torah is megan. When someone learns Torah, that protects them. If you take away the Torah, it's a metzias. There's no protection left. That's why they died. That's not einish. You took away their protection. But the Gemara goes further. Tanoikos of Yisravim, kids who are learning in cheder, who are learning the whole time, they're not mevatel their parents, and they're learning Torah themselves. Why do they die, Yechicha? Why do they die? So the Gemara has some different reason. Kedravi Gurya. The Amar Ravi Gurya, Tehim Ravi Yisrav, Ravi Shemaya, Pesman Shah Tzadikim Bedar, when they're Tzadikim Bedar, Tzadikim Mitfasim. Hashem takes the Tzadikim to die, and Al Hadar, and they're Mechapa for the Dar. Ain't Tzadikim, it is no Tzadikim Bedar. Tanoikos of Yisravim, and Tfasim Hadar. Then the little children, they get, they're a carbon for the Dar. And then where are we the pasuk for that? I don't read some Rav Shim ben Nazira, Mikra. Where do you find the Makaran down the pasuk? It says in the pasuk, Lach, Yafa Benashim, if you don't know where, Tzilach Mechve Atzain, go look by the Ikve Atzain. Ramrinan Gedoyim HaMashkanim Al Arayim. And it says that right in the pasuk, that the Gedesayach HaMashkanis HaRayim, which means that go, if you can't find the Ikve Atzain, which are the Gedoyim, go look for the gediyim that are a mashkin for the royim, which means the little children who are a mashkin for the royim, who are taken instead of the royim because there's no tzaddikim to take. So the children are b'makim the tzaddikim. So the Gemara is saying that's ba'avim b'tatari av askara, according to Shem Ba'yichayim. Aye, the children learn the cheder. Teretz is there, carbon, and they're instead of the tzaddikim. What do you see in the story? Rav Lezer Rav Yaisi said, why does a person get askara? Because of Dvarim Tameim, which you said, which means Dvarim Shein Musakon, which means Tevel. Look back at the Brice on top of the Amid. First man, the Amid said, Meiser. Rav Lezer Rav Yaisi said, the Lashon Hara. So you see, it means Af Aloshon Hara. Shema Mino, Af Aloshon Hara, Nami Ka'amar. Shema Mino. You see, Rav Lezer Rav Yaisi said, not only on Meiser, because he said it even later on, but even on Lashon Hara. Shema Mino. Now the Gemara is going to the famous story of Shimon ben Yochai, with Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Amai kari lei roisha medabrim, and like Vayim is the yard side of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. But this will be the story of Rav Shimon ben Yochai in the cave. Amai kari lei roisha medabrim mechol makoyim. Why is Rav Yehuda ben Eloi called roisha medabrim mechol makoyim? So the Gemara goes to the story. The Yosfu Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon. The three Gedolim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, were sitting together. V'yosef, Yehuda ben Gerim, and Yehuda, who was the son of Gerim, both his mother and father were Gerim. Gabai, who was sitting there. Rashi's not Geris, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, but Tosfos brings down that his name was Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim. That was the Girsa, because you find a Gemara, and it caught on that seems like he was a big Gadol. He was a Gavra Rabba. But in any case, Yehuda ben Gerim was sitting here. Pasuk Rab Yehuda Bar Veloi, he said, Pasuk Yehuda, and Va'amar, he said, Kama no'im ma'aseim shal umazu. Look how great the Romans are. Tiknu shvakim, they made streets and marketplaces, they set up the city beautifully. Tiknu gusharim, they made bridges. Tiknu mechatsoyis, they made bathhouses. Look how great the Romans are. Rab Yosi, Shah Sakrisi was quiet. Nen Rav Shimon Yechai, Va'amar, Nech, Komash tiknu lo tiknu lo tzarech asmon. They did this for themselves. Tiknu shvakim lo shvim zaynis, they made streets. So it should be easy for the Zionists to get around. Mechat sois la'adam behem atzman, they made bathhouses to enjoy themselves. Gesharim litlam ha'mechas, they made bridges to collect the tolls. That's why they did this all. And Be'etzem Hashim Ve'echoy was right. You're not supposed to praise, lo sechonim, you're not supposed to praise the goyim. And what's about Rabbi Yehuda? Some say he said it loshen bitmiya. He says, is it nice? You know, they did this for themselves. And others, the other pshatim, maybe on is the Lois Chonim is only on a Yachid, not an Uma. That's not a pshat I saw. Maybe why it's not a problem. Balk upon him, Rabbi Yehuda said nice about the Romans. Rabbi Yosi was quiet, and Rav Shimon Yechai said, "Nech, they do it for themselves. That's selfish." Holach Yehuda ben Geri. Yehuda went. V'sipa devrayim, and so it's lashon hara. V'sipa devrayim. He told his friends. He told his family what happened. And he didn't mean it to get anywhere, but Lamaisa, he told people what happened. The Nishmu L'Malchus. the Romans heard about it. Amru Yehuda Sheila, Yehuda that praised the Romans. Yes, Allah, he'll go. He's gonna be Rosh Hamadavim. The first, he's gonna be Rosh Hakul. He's gonna speak first by the Eden. He sent them in Golis to Tzipari, which was up north, and he sent them up there in Golis. Shimon Shagino, Rav Shimon ben Yechoi, they made fun, Yehorei, was Chayev Misa. Also, who Bray? So he and his son, Rav Shimon Yechoi and his son went, and they Toshu Bev Joshua. They found a quiet based medrash and hid there to learn. He took his son with him, I guess he needed his Chavrusa. Every day his wife brought him some bread and a little jug of water. And they ate. When they started bringing in more people to look for him, more soldiers to look for him, we're in trouble here. You know, ladies are not so strong. And maybe they'll torture her. And she'll tell them where we are. It's not a good hiding place. We have to go somewhere else. Ozel, they didn't even tell his wife. Ozel Toshu Marta. They ran away to a Ma'ara. They ran and hid in a cave somewhere. There was no food there. Esrachash Nisa, Ibrila Charuva, Va'ina Demaya. Hashem created there a tree, a buxer tree, and a little stream of water. Now they had to eat buxer and water. And now they will say the Seda Hayyim, they were there for a lot of years. Va'mashal Chimenayu. They took off their clothing, they sat in the sand till their neck, because they didn't want the clothing to get rubbed out. They learned Torah like that. When it came to davening, they put on the clothing, covered the davening, and davened. Now they took off the clothing again to learn, it shouldn't get rubbed out. Tosfos before, Daf Yud Aleph, speaks out that even though it says, doesn't have to stop learning for davening. So he says it means Shema. Others say that even if you're not mechuyev daven, you're allowed to daven if you want to daven. And Rav Shimon Yochai may want to daven, that's why he davened. Zotim Aravaita, Isfu Tresa Shanivim Arta. They stayed, both of them, 12 years in the Ma'ara straight learning with just buxer and water. Unbelievable. Also, Eliyahu overcome Pischadim Arta. Oma Man Loidei, they didn't want, Eliyahu and Avi came to tell them that they had come out, but they didn't want to tell them straight because you'll see, when they came out, the people were dying because of them. So they didn't derech remez Eliyahu. Also, Eliyahu v'kam pischa de ma'arah. Eliyahu came and stood on the doorway of the ma'arah. And Amma, he said very loud, "Man loyde le bar yechai the mis kesa abad gzera." So who's going to tell bar yechai that the kesa died and that he's not in danger anymore, and the gzera is bottle? So they heard it. Nafku, they came out. Chazu inu shekakar karvi v'zari. They saw some people who were plowing and planting. That's what they were busy with, working hard. Omar of Shimon said, "Menichim chaya olam, v'isim chaya shah." They are leaving the chaya olam, which is the Torah, which is chaya nitzchim, and they're busy with chaya shah, with panasa. Kol mokom shenoyis them a name, anywhere they put their eyes, the yad nisra burnt on the spot. Yotza baskavam lehem lahachar olam yotzasim. You came out to destroy my world. Chizru lemaraschem. Go back to your ma'ara. You're ready to come out. Hoda. They went back for another 12 months, and it seems like it was like an oinish for them. They took this oinish of staying 12 more months. The Rasham get cleansed the Gehenim for 12 months, so we'll do 12 months in the Ma'arah also, and we'll get a kapara. After 12 months, Yotze Baskav Amru, two maskam, go out. Nafku, they came out. So Kolechad Avamachir Ablazar still couldn't see Ba'ayin Taiva, how people were working. So anywhere he looked, have a Masi Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon cured it. Anywhere he looked, Rav Shimon cured that person. Amaloi, Rav Shimon said to his son, "Bani, dai lo ilam anivat. That's enough of me and you learn Taira. The rest of the world could be busy with Parnasa." And it says further what happened. Bahadi Panya Malay Shabbos, one hour of Shabbos, Chaza, who's Shabbos? So this old man, Avanaka Trey Madani Asa, who's holding two bundles of roses, but Rav Ben Ashmasha is running right before Shabbos to get home. Amalei, Hani Lamalach, what do you need these roses for? Amalehu lechvoid Shabbos. I bought this for covered Shabbos. So he said, Shimon said, "Tiskel v'chad." Why one's enough? Why two? So he answered, "Chakneged zochav, chakneged shamar." Amalei, so Shimon turned to his son Lebrei, "Chazi kama chaviva mitzvahs Yisrael. Look how they love the mitzvahs. They buy the flour special for Shabbos. They buy all those dips and all those things special for Shabbos. Yosef v'tayu. They felt better. Look how people love the mitzvahs. Look how people love the mitzvahs. This is the makar for buying flowers for Shabbos." Shomer Pinchas ben Yair chastein. Pinchas ben Yair, who is his son-in-law or his shver. It's a shayla in the gear sub. Either he was his son-in-law or his shver. Pinchas ben Yair. So he heard that he's back. Menafik Lapa went to greet him. Ayilei lebe bani. He brought him into the bathhouse. Have a ka'aruch le lebisrei. He was smoothing his skin in the bathhouse. Chazda bebe pili begufi. He had these huge cracks on his skin from sitting in the sand so long. So have a ka'bachir. Pinchas was crying from the sight of this because Nosu Dimas Eina and his tears dropped into the cracks, into the wounds of Moshim Rechai, his back. Become a tzavchli, he was screaming because the salty tears were hurting him. I can't stand to see you this way. Said, no, it's gevaldig to see me this way. If you wouldn't see me like this, you wouldn't find all the chachma, the zoya, all this thing came from this learning 12 years in a ma'ara without anything in the sand. And the Gemara says, Vaita explains how good he knew how to learn now. The Mekaro, Ki Ava Mak Shei, Rav Shimei Choy, Kosho, Ava Farak, Dei Pichas, Yor, Teis, the Pruki. By beginning, before he left, if Rav Shimei Choy had a Kasha, Rav Pichas, Yor, had 12 Terutzim. Lesoif, but after Rav Shimei Choy left Mara, Ki Ava Mak Shei, Rav Pichas, Yor, Kosho, Rav Pichas, Yor, had a Kasha, Ava Farak, Rav Shimei Choy, Esma, Ava Pruki. Rav Shimei Choy had 24 Terutzim to his Kasha. So he steig the welt over there, and he said, "I would not have reached those levels of Torah if not for this. I would not reach those levels of Torah if not for sitting and learning like that." Almost, Rav Shimon said, "Since I had a nace, I want to do something for Klai Yisrael. Ezel iske milsa. I want to do something for Klai Yisrael." The Chassid says in the pasuk regarding Yaakov that after Yaakov came from Lavan, after he met Esav, Vayava Yaakov Sholem came to Ir Shechem. And it says, Rav says, Sholem Gufoy came healthy, his limp got better, his by the Gidanasha. Sholem B'moinoi, he had a lot of money, he was full with his money. Sholem Teras, he didn't lose any of his Torah and love on. And then it says in the Pasuk, Vayichan is play a ear, which means he did something for the ear. What does Vayichan mean? Lashon of Chain Rash says, a lashon of making it nice. What did he do? Amar Rav Atpeya Tikkun Lehem. He made them a currency, a nice Atpeya with a picture of the city. Mishmul Amar Shvakim Tikkun Lehem. He made streets of them. Rechonam Merchat Soyes Tikkun Lehem. He made them bathhouses. Either way, it's the chain of the city. He did something. So Shimon Chai said, "You know, I want to do something also. Since I want to show Hashem my karas atayv, I want to do something, and do something for the cities." And we'll continue on the next recording on Daf Lamadal, the rest of the sugya.